CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor, and Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist, much on Fox Business, has written columns over time about her disappointment with the president's agenda, so-called. Right now, it comes down to the Build Back Better bill, which is pending a lot of feuding within the Democratic Party. It's impenetrable, so I won't try to summarize it. I do, however, see the poll numbers continue to decline, approving of the president and the vice president, approving of the way the economy is being handled, foreign affairs, really across the board. Even there is question about how the White House has been handling the pandemic, which no one has handled well worldwide. So I'm going to set that aside and come to the decline of the president's approval rating. Here's the puzzle, Liz, that I ask myself. The decline this fast and accelerating the decline, isn't entirely about the pocketbook, because that is what I've been taught for 20 years. Americans talk a lot of issues, but they vote their pocketbook. Is that what's driving the president's approval down? And if he reverses the troubles we have with inflation, supply chain, and taxes, will his numbers stabilize?
Well, I think certainly if inflation begins to ebb, Biden's approval ratings will go up because people, again, I'll go back to this consumer sentiment survey. Number one problem, without a doubt, the survey showed is inflation. And number two, that Biden has no idea how to account for it. But I think you kind of look back at Biden's approval rating slump, and it definitely accelerated post-Afghanistan. I think for the first time, people kind of saw this administration, the Biden White House, in action. They were not impressed, and rightly so. It was a debacle of the first order. We saw the president say things that were dishonest about it, contradicted by his own people about what he knew, when he knew it, et cetera, about warnings that he'd received about how badly it could go. That really was a catastrophe for the Biden White House and a catastrophe for America. It was horrifying. I think also other issues like the border. You know, we have, I don't know how Americans can really process the idea that we have a million people coming into our country illegally. And again, the White House has absolutely no fix for this. Instead, we read stories about how they're putting migrants, young men on airplanes that have come into the country illegally and fanning them out, arriving at Westchester Airport in the middle of the night and taking them who knows where. I mean, this is supposed to be the most transparent White House in history. That's what they wanted to, or that's what they claimed they would be, and it has turned out to be nothing but. So I think you have a number of serious issues, none of which the Biden White House has been forthcoming about or that it has been able to deliver on. And I think in the midst of all this, to continue to push a bill, this reconciliation bill, the Build Back Better bill, with the president going around from place to place saying it won't cost anything, well, you know, that's just a stupid comment. People aren't stupid. They know even if it's financed by tax hikes, it's a big cost. It's trillions of dollars. And now also I think people are getting the idea that the $1.75 trillion number isn't a real number. It's really more like 3 to 4 if you're honest about which programs will continue on, like the child tax credit, which they have in there ending after 1 year. We know that's not true. So, you know, I think there's just a mounting view that the White House is not particularly able, that they're not very honest. And that has shown up in polling, John. I wrote a couple of months ago when some pretty bad polls began to come out, not just the overall top line approval, but things like questions asked by The Economist and others about, do you think Joe Biden cares about you? And low-income and middle-income Americans said, no, I don't. And questions about, do you think the president is honest? And it was upside down. No, more people think he's dishonest than honest. So a little bit, Democrats have reaped here what they've sowed. They presented Joe Biden as a moderate, genial person who would sort of color inside the lines and bring the country together. And just none of that has really turned out to be accurate. So maybe there's also a disappointment factor.
Before Ronald Reagan's election in 1980, when the country was in rough shape with inflation, the consumer sentiment number I read from your column was 75. It's now at 66.8, despite the fact we know we're shopping. Is this a way of expressing disapproval? Is that how we should read this? We have about a minute.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's really almost a crazy number when you consider the stock market continues to hit new highs and there are 10 million jobs available. What does it mean? It means people are not happy with what's going on. And, you know, I also do think that the Tuesday elections a week ago showed people unhappy with the cancel culture, with the culture wars, the education, the whole notion that race has become such an enormous issue and talking point in our education system. I don't think people really applaud that. You know, I think there's just a lot of cross currents here, but I don't think Joe Biden's on the right side of most of them.
In the meantime, we're shopping, and if you haven't started shopping for Christmas yet, go ahead. They've got things to sell you, and America enjoys a Christmas season. Elizabeth Peake. Liz Peake writes for Fox News, a column, for The Hill, a column, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.